We continue our school theme and welcome in Diana Haglund, who was gracious enough to come back after having been here just on Friday.
That's right. It's always great to be back.
Friday was really all about Dr. Gord and the transition plan. And today, if you could believe it, is 3 weeks from the first day of school.
I can believe it. I work for the schools, though, so things we've been, you know, gearing up for the last couple of weeks, and our staff starting to kind of trickle back in. Our administrators are back in, but as a parent, I am still in a little bit of disbelief. We got our school supplies, and I'm halfway through the school shopping thing. So living in both worlds, I'm there, but I'm not.
Yeah. You know, it's like my wife, who's a teacher, knows when school starts. She's just in denial about it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
She doesn't want to admit that it's that close.
Well, and it's admitting that summer's coming to an end, and it's just heating up outside. So it's always just, it feels weird to be thinking about wearing jeans again, sweaters and things like that I'm, you know, buying for school supplies when it's 105 degrees outside.
Yeah, it is a little counterintuitive. Yeah. But let's talk about getting folks ready for school year. I think there are a lot of things that parents, students can do over the next 3 weeks to make that this be a great school year for them. So I want to kind of try to see what we can get out in the next few minutes to try to talk about that. So from the school district's perspective, what are some of the things that you guys are trying to reach out, tell folks that they can do over the next few weeks? And particularly, you talked about school shopping. How can they get connected with what they need to buy?
Yeah, that was a really great segue for having Tom and the Serve Wenatchee Valley event promoted, because that is a big thing that we try and help our families connect with those resources. You know, CVCH just had their health fair this last weekend, so that connects kids with backpacks and other resources that they might need. So those are two great events that can really help families get jump started for the year. In terms of school supplies for us, we are trying something new across the board. You know, traditionally we've always had a PDF on each one of our school websites with the list of school supplies broken out by each grade level. We still have that, but we're utilizing a tool because we are so much more mobile and people are using their smartphones when they're out shopping and looking for deals. But we're using a website called teacherlists.com, and we upload all of our lists on that website. So you can access that by searching for, you know, your specific school or by zip code, and it'll bring up every school that's participating in that. And it'll give you a list of what you need to buy for each grade level. And you can purchase it through the app through a variety of kind of preloaded shopping carts at your choice of retailers, from Office Depot to Walmart. Or you can just use that as a reference of, you know, it says, I need a pair of scissors. And it might be Fiskars is the brand that's listed in there. Maybe you want to, you know, shop local and go to, you know, Fred Meyer or wherever, you know, you can get your scissors. I can't even say that. The scissors there, wherever you want to purchase it. But you can use that as just your list in lieu of a paper form that people have to fill out and, you know, haul around with them. I know folks still enjoy that, but we're trying to give people kind of two different experiences if they want to.
You're being environmental friendly.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're just, I lose the list every year. So I used it myself when I was doing my back to school shopping, and it was pretty slick. So we're going both ways to give folks an option. So that's one area is just getting those school supplies and getting ready. You know, another thing is just visiting our website or visiting your school's website. Our schools right now should have all of their back to school open house dates posted. And that's where you can bring those school supplies, you know, meet your teacher, see your child's classroom. But it's an opportunity to get in the building and kind of check things out. There's usually some ice cream or some sort of sweet treat involved at the end. But that's always such a great annual event that happens. Every school's got a different date and time. So make sure you do, if you're in Wenatchee schools, check your school's website to verify that time. The last thing I would mention too is that we have our back to school newsletter that should be dropping here in mailboxes in the next several days. That's really meant to be, we've actually called it a survival guide this year because it really.
Nothing scares you less than a survival guide.
Right. It's the survival guide. And as parents, we need that, right? You need, here's everything you need to know to kind of help you get started. So it's got information in there about, meals and transportation. And, you know, if you need some additional assistance, it's got all the dates for the back to school events. It has information about immunization. So all of those sort of nuts and bolts are all in one guide. And that's actually available on our website right now digitally if folks want to take a look at that.
It's just a different world. Everything. Every time I would go out, it was always everything was on a piece of paper you grabbed at the store.
Right. Yeah. You know, and we're trying to really be conscious of resources. And I know for me personally, I never have toner in the old printer at home. And so
it always goes so
quick.
You
know, it does. And so we're just trying to provide some efficiencies and some different things for parents to help them and help their kids have a great start to the school year.
And I'd imagine these websites are really important because there are things that will have changed. So you may have had a kid who was in school last year or two kids in school last year, but that doesn't mean that everything is going to be exactly the same for this school year.
Absolutely. Yeah, that is so true. There's a lot that does change. You know, staff changes, the school supplies change. I had to buy headphones for my third grader this year, which I was kind of surprised, like, oh, okay. But, you know, there's a lot that changes every year. So getting comfortable with your school website is important. Making note of phone numbers for attendance and kind of being ready for that. A lot of our schools give a little magnet you can put on your fridge. But those are just important, you know, numbers to have down. The other thing we put in our newsletter is a directory of all of our school buildings. And so you have the contact for the principal, the assistant principal, counselors, family advocates. So all of that's in the back to school guide, as well as the highly coveted academic calendar. That's the one everybody always looks for is, you know, so we can plan vacations. Yep. And you know what days, you know, the kids are going to be off when we have professional days and when holiday breaks are, when testing is, all that kind of stuff. So that's also in our back to school newsletter and is on our website as well.
I'm obsessed with my wife's school calendar. I always am checking it out.
Yeah. Yes. Everybody loves the calendar. So, you know, while we have digital versions of our calendar on our website, it's not the same as the PDF. So
I can't put that on the fridge.
I just cannot see that going away anytime soon. But
I can't put the PDF on the fridge without printing it out.
Exactly. So, yeah.
You talked about getting in touch with the schools and everything like that. I'd imagine if you're a parent or somebody who's in charge of a child who's going to school for the first time, you might kind of feel maybe a little overwhelmed and probably are looking for some help. So how can people maybe find some help for that?
So the great news is that our school offices open on August 14th. So our office managers and staff are doing some training here in the next couple of days to get ready to open those doors. But they're there to support, especially people who are coming in and looking to register new students. But any, you know, new students for the first time, you got a kindergartner or anybody that has questions, our office staff will be there starting 9 a.m. on August 14th to really help answer any of those questions, address any issues people might have. Really important too, our school nurses will be there as well. So I know I have a child who has an EpiPen and there's some paperwork you have to submit before your child can attend school if they have a life-threatening condition or they take some sort of medicine or have a healthcare plan. So it's dropping that paperwork off, you know, bringing in the Benadryl and the EpiPen and making sure that you get all of those documents, you know, in and ready to go so your child can get started. But those offices being open on the 14th, they are busy right up until the start of school.
And then beyond, I am
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
We're talking with Diana Haglund from the Wenatchee School District. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue to get you ready for the school year, because Wenatchee School District, at least, starts on Tuesday, the 27th. That's 3 weeks from today. This is The Agenda. I'm Kevin Brown, sitting in for Dave Bernstein.
KPQ.com. And streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
This is Radio 560 KPQ time. It's 12:49. Getting ready to finish up my conversation with Diana Haglund of the Wenatchee School District as we get ready for the school year, which starts 3 weeks from today. And one of the things we haven't touched on yet is food and the ability for the district to provide meals for folks who need it. And you guys have some different programs that are involved with that.
This year, we're continuing our free meal program for 7 of our schools in the district. So if your student attends one of those 7 schools, they're entitled to some free breakfast and lunch, which is great. They can access all of the healthy meals that our nutrition services provides. So that's still available. And then we're also adding in a new program called Breakfast After the Bell to help eliminate any barriers for kids that aren't able to get to school in the morning that want to eat breakfast. They're going to be delivering breakfast foods in the classroom now. So that'll be kind of embedded in the morning routine. The staff will bring by a variety of healthy choices for kids to pick from so that they don't miss out on breakfast and that they're, you know, filled up and have lots of nutrition in their bodies so they're ready to learn.
And that's so important because I keep hearing about studies that say kids that are going hungry are just not learning at the rate that they need to be able to compete with kids that aren't going through those challenges.
Yeah, absolutely. And at Wenatchee High School last year, Food Services delivered an innovative program that they actually won an award for that was a second chance breakfast. Because, again, they found that students weren't coming and having breakfast in the morning. Those that, you know, really needed it or wanted it just weren't taking advantage of that. So they created an opportunity for a second chance breakfast and saw some really good gains in participation rates. And, you know, we hope that translates into that readiness to learn and that kids are prepared to go into the classroom and they're not hungry.
You and I talked, I want to say back in June, just a few months back, where we talked about, okay, school year's getting ready to get over. What do we need to know about what we can do in the summer? And I keep thinking we could probably retouch on those topics again, because there are probably things over the next couple, 3 weeks, that parents can do to make sure that those kids, are ready to hit books and absorb information, because otherwise they talk about the summer slide. Yeah, the summer slide.
Yeah.
Yes, the summer slide. So I know we only got a couple minutes left, but I did want to hit on a couple of those things. So for the next 3 weeks or so.
Well, and I think, you know, your point is well taken. I've had to do this at home with my own children is, starting to kind of phase in that morning routine or just your everyday routine, whether that's, you know, morning or after school. But kind of starting to set that bedtime, getting that a little closer to the time when kids should be going to sleep. Same thing with wake up time. We really struggled with that this Monday when I got my kids back after 2 weeks of being gone with grandparents and having a blast. But anyway, so phasing some of that in. The other thing I think that's really important too is make sure that your kids are reading. You know, pull out the books, work that into the day if you can. Visit the library. I know they have some really good programs still happening at North Central Regional Library that are great for kids to get them geared up and excited about learning. So those are some really good things to do. You know, get your kids outside and active if they've been indoors. And I know it's really hard right now because it's hot, but if you can get your kids outside, you know, and active, that's always such a great thing for the brain. Take them to the museum, take them down to Pybus. There's lots of free things that you can do with your kid to sort of get them into that school and learning mode and just sort of ease them in. Because, you know, when we make that switch and everything starts and we, you know, we got to catch the bus and we got to get out the door, it just makes it a little bit easier to help them transition into that school routine.
Are you saying that 8 hours of Minecraft a day is not going to help you get ready for the school year?
I don't know. I want to say there's got to be some learning in there somewhere. It's coding, right? But anyways, yeah, it's a big shift for kids. And, you know, I know for mine, it takes a little bit of time to reestablish that routine. But those are important things for kids and for adults, too.
Oh, yeah.
I know, you know, my schedule's a little different in the summer, too. And so it just helps us all kind of get on a good routine of back to school.
Well, you guys open on the 14th, so if people have questions, they can reach out to the district office.
District office is open now. Yeah. You can certainly call us, you know, anytime during the week. We're open from 7:30 to 4:30. Otherwise, yeah, starting August 14th, you can contact your school or you can just stop by. Staff will be there as early as 9 a.m.
And so important to know your kid's teacher, get involved in your kid's education. They're going to know that way it's important to you and should be important to them. Diana, thanks so much. I really appreciate you helping me with this. And best of luck this school year. I know we'll be talking to you lots.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.